Right now, we thought we'd talk baseball with the Rangers cranking up the postseason tomorrow against hated Toronto. Let's visit with one of the biggest Rangers fans we know. Let's open the door and welcome George's old swim coach, Marge, to the program.
There's a couple things you
remember
my
George.
Swim.
Oh,
hi, Marge.
Hi, Huff, my talented young man.
Well, I'm not very young, but thank you, or
you
talented.
You were so talented. You could swim like no other.
Well, I was just pretty average, but and I don't remember you back when I used to swim. So.
You know, if you had stuck with the whole swimming thing, mm-hmm. we probably could have made it to the Olympics together, and my life would have turned out somewhat human-like.
I don't blame that on me, and quit bringing up the Olympics. That's a rare opportunity to go to
but
the Olympics.
But I know, you're into yourself, and you have your own thing going.
Well,
and she's probably not going to be around for 2020 in Tokyo. Well, Rio was her last chance.
Hey, don't say that in front of
her.
Well,
she knows it.
Craig brings up a good point. As a matter of fact, I just saw the doctor, and he gave me about 20 minutes to live.
No
doctor would say that.
But they're always saying that about me, and I always defy the odds.
You look fine, Marge.
Fine?
Yeah, she looks okay. Yeah.
Are you going to the Ranger games, George?
Yeah, we may be out there for a game or two.
I'm going to be out there.
Really?
Yeah, I'm probably going to miss game one, but I'm going to try to make it out there for the first pitch on game two for Friday.
Okay.
But if I'm going to make it for the noon start, I need to leave within the next 7 minutes.
You're taking your wheelchair?
That's the only mode of transportation I have, non-George. I'll have to, of course, recharge it in Grand Prairie on the way out there.
Well, yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
I'm thinking of using that new HOV toll lane because there may be less traffic in it.
Ooh, yeah, but they're going really fast, though.
Stay off any interstate.
My only chance is drafting off an 18-wheeler.
That's your only chance.
Yeah, I'm going to try to bungee to the rear bumper.
That sounds really dangerous, Mark.
I'll try to lasso it as it whizzes by. It's tough to do, but it's not impossible.
Well, it sounds like it.
I've done it before, and once you get going, it's okay despite the speed. But it's the sudden start that's a real bitch.
Yeah, I bet.
I thought about asking you, George, if you could give me a ride, but George. I don't want to be a bother. Plus,
well,
you've made it abundantly clear you won't lift a finger to help anyone but yourself in this life.
That's not true. I try to help people.
All you're interested in is your own accomplishments and your own sick sex drive.
What?
George, will you help her, please?
I think George would be a better fit because you seem to live in Dallas, right?
I've been a Ranger fan ever since I dated A-Rod when he first got to town.
You dated A-Rod?
Yeah, he really fancied me.
No way.
And I know you're looking at me thinking, how did you get A-Rod when the colostomy bag makes sex so difficult?
Fair question.
Well, let's just say A-Rod was into some kinky stuff.
Oh, okay. Come on.
Let's also just say he didn't mind the bag.
Oh, God.
In fact, he incorporated it into our baby making.
Okay.
Now that's weird.
Enough, and you did not date A-Rod.
And ever since then, I've really followed the club, George.
Yeah, you've become a big Ranger fan.
I get out to at least one game every season.
Okay.
Usually it's on Bring a Friend with Facial Scarring Night. My friend Becky takes me along.
That's
so
not an
she
actual,
can get in free.
That's not a promotional night.
Aren't you at least happy that I have one other friend other than you, George?
Well, yeah, I hope you have a lot of friends.
Becky's a crackhead from Euless.
Oh, well, I hope she gets better.
She steals from me to feed her habit.
That's terrible.
Gosh. Also, about half the nights that I wake up in the shelter, she's sitting on my face.
Oh. What?
You need to stay away from Becky.
The world's going on.
I guess she's pranking me.
Yeah, I guess so.
I bet you're wondering, Why the portable life support machine?
Well, I wasn't going to ask.
Cross my mind.
Funny story.
Funny.
I was trying to get across the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Stay off of that bridge.
It's located here locally.
Yes, yeah. We know. It's an unnecessary detail.
Well, it was 5 o'clock traffic, and my chair had crapped out around 3 in the afternoon. So I was trying to pull myself along on my belly like I'm working my way through a rice paddy. And no!
Oh, my gosh.
You weren't even on your chair this time?
You're just in the middle.
No! I'm in the middle of the lane, slithering like a goddess snake.
Why don't you take that pedestrian... You know, there's a pedestrian bridge that runs parallel to it. Why don't you just take that?
And about 15 18-wheelers, they were a convoy from Ringling Brothers, were in town.
Oh, gosh.
And they went over me one by one, George.
It's your tough luck,
another
isn't it?
Made-up story.
All because you quit swimming.
How does it relate to that? And
yeah,
you weren't even around when I stopped swimming.
That's at the root of it.
No, it's
because
not.
Because if you had just stayed with the program that I had put you on.
I don't remember that.
To dominate the world of aquatic sports.
She would have been an Olympic champion coach. She could have lived off of that.
I would be doing seminars nonstop, 15 grand a pop. But instead, I'm just Marge, the most frequent victim on the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge.
Start taking the Ron Kirk pedestrian bridge, please.
George, will you please take me to the Ranger game?
And that sounds like you've already got a good plan.
Let me go home with you and your family so that I can eat a meal that's hot.
Well, we can take care of that for you. We can get you a meal, for gosh sakes.
The last time you fed me a warm meal, it was a piece of garbage that was rotting and the heat was from its decomposition.
That's not true.
George, give her a meal. That's the
I
least
said
you
I
can
would.
Do.
Yeah, of course. We'll set you up with a meal.
So you'll take me to the Ranger game?
I don't know about that. I think Craig would be a better ride for you.
My
I
back
only
is,
have one request if you take me to the Ranger game.
What's that?
Let me ride on your shoulders.
At the game?
Yes.
Maybe. Okay.
Thank you, George. Thank you, non-George. And
you're
I'll
welcome.
See the P1s at the Ranger game.
All right,
okay,
be careful.
Oh, she's backing up
I'm
there.
Backing up
there
here.
She goes.
Watch the life support. You're going to unplug it from
Marge,
the wall.
There goes Marge Schindler. It is 8:50 on the ticket.